Thanks for joining Be Present Podcast. This is your host, Rashad Smith, and welcome back. This is part two of the Insights, Prophecies, and Revelations for 5784 or 2023 through 2024. So in part one, a word the Lord gave me was regarding prophecies and that prophecy should not be taken lightly. We saw that, right? Or we heard it at least. There was another word that the Lord gave me about prophecies, and it was that we needed to move with fervency forward with the prophetic word. And you know, as I've been traveling doing ministry, I've shared this very word a lot, but there are so many people whose eyes are glazed over. It's like they're even asleep. And I feel that there's something in the airwaves. As a matter of fact, I'll talk about this in the next episode, that's causing slumber. And listen to me, people of God, we cannot be asleep or in slumber in this hour with the words of the Lord. I think I've shared this in the previous episode or the previous episode before the past two episodes, is that when the Lord is speaking through a prophet, prophets, or even just Christians or anyone or anything, don't have to have a title or name tag on it. It is the voice of the Lord, and we've got to take it as the voice of the Lord. So Lord, I stand before you even now, and Lord, I ask for your forgiveness, for your word tells us in the book of Mark that as we stand before you praying, we should believe that we will receive what we ask for as we forgive. So Father, I ask that you would forgive us. I ask that you would forgive me for taking your voice lightly, for not listening to or adhering to your voice. And you know, this has grieved me about this year in particular. There are some exciting things for this year, as there are for every year, except 2021. That was a year that the Lord was speaking very sternly to us. In 5784, 2024, we've got to understand that as the Lord told Israel, you have a listening problem. That was the issue with Israel. Forget all the other stuff. It was, you don't know how to listen. You don't know how to adhere to my voice. And it was because he made them to be such a people. It was a picturesque people from all the rest of the nations were extended. You could say the firstborn, the elder, the anointing upon the eldest child. For instance, Reuben, that was then broken into three different tribes or three different people. That is what was upon Israel. Now, because we've been grafted in, we've been partnered into the fold, and we've been made into one new man, the same expectations exist for us today. God wants us to adhere to and to listen to his voice. So what's been happening is there's been a bastardry of prophecy or a bastardization. That simply means a lowering or a devaluing of prophecy, the prophetic word. And when we don't listen to the Lord, we've taken him as common instead of as preeminent. He is the preeminent one. When we don't listen to the Lord, we do what we want when we want, also known as licentiousness, which is unbridled desires and passions. Now, in my book, The Seer's Objective, I talk about from where this actually comes from. Of course, it's the fleshly thing, and it was even taught by demons, but licentiousness is literally woven in the DNA of the Philistines. And we cannot become like or act like the Philistines because the Lord said through and through to Israel, you shall not practice the customs of the ites or the other nations. That still rings true for us today in the modern world and New Testament believers. You see, the issue is that we've become so advanced that we not only expect to hear and receive prophecies, but now, because we're getting them so regularly, we don't know how to put them into practice. Well, that is a stratagem of the enemy. And what's happening from that is that it's falling on deaf ears instead of falling on fertile soil and solid ground. And this is why the enemy's able to come and snatch it up so quickly, because it's falling by the wayside. That's the deaf ears. So we have to come back, realign ourselves. We have to do as it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and test the spirits, judge the spirit, judge prophecy, but do not forbid it, and do not stifle Holy Spirit. You see, that's going to be our greatest challenge in 2024 and 2025, even through 2027, is misjudging and improperly judging the workings of Holy Spirit. And I am going to tell you something. You can take this as a prophecy or not. You can take it as a warning. You don't want to fall on that side of the fence where you are improperly and misjudging the workings of Holy Spirit. So this is why we have to have a sober mind. We have to have a clear mind. We have to have clean hands and pure hearts, and we have to guard our gates. I talked about this previously, we are threshold guardians because we are a threshold. We must not only guard the gate of our mouths, as David says in the Psalms, put a guard over my mouth so I don't sin against you. Let the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, and the words from my mouth that I speak. But we must guard what we hear, and we must also guard our souls, what infiltrates into our minds, which is the citadel of the soul. Now that was free. Here is the rest of, well, not the rest, but another aspect of what I heard for 5784. Now, usually, I don't have to ask the Lord what he's going to do or what he's saying. He'll give it to me. But I had to seek him beyond part one, what I shared. And I released a word last year. Actually, it was at an earlier portion of last year, that the Lord is moving in dark sayings. And when the Lord moves in dark sayings, that means a few things. That means just like it was in the time of Eli and his sons, and the heavens were brass or like brass, and there was no word, there was no revelation, it was locked up. It also means that when and if you are hearing lots of prophecies and dreams and visions, it's coming from the imaginations of vanity and of man of the flesh, even unto demons, also known as false prophecies and false prophets. And what the Lord himself is doing in this hour, he is shutting the mouths of the false prophets, and he's giving his revelations and mysteries to the true prophets or the true children of God. Again, we don't have to put a name tag on it, but we are talking about prophets and prophecies, so there's that. You're going to know the difference, not just by the fruit. Yes, so we must be fruit inspectors and fruit testers. You're going to know the difference by the integrity of the Word of God. But you're going to have great discernment, because we've entered into this hour between 2024 and 2027 of the great deception. And words or prophecies or promises are going to be so strikingly pointed, accurate even, and so appealing to the flesh. That's why they're accurate. That we are not going to be able to differentiate between the Spirit of God, man, and demons. So this is why we cry out for the ability from Holy Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians 12, the distinguishing of spirits. That's what that gift is for. Help us to distinguish spirits, Holy Spirit, so we can know from what is coming from whom and from what, and we can adhere to the Spirit, that is Holy Spirit. We need that. So watch out for all these lengthy and all these many, many words of God, because he's moving in a mysterious time this season, especially in 5784, and we have to ascend the hill of the Lord to get the word of the Lord. Listen, this was practiced in the Old Testament. This is how Jacob ran into the gate. This is how Moses ascended to the mountain to get the word of the Lord. This is how God called several people away unto himself, including Samuel, setting Samuel apart to be differentiated between the old, the former, and the old guard, the old manna. And he's raising up this new breed who know how to tarry and pursue and rest in the shadow dwelling place of the Almighty God to get his counsel. This is a year of counsel, the counselors, and ascending into the council room and chambers of the Lord to hear the counsel, the full counsel of God, and to dispense and release it into the earth. This is also a year of the spirit of counsel according to the seven spirits in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, and also stated in the book of Revelations a few times. So we must not take the voice of the Lord lightly. And listen to me, as it says in Hebrews chapter 12, we're not going to this old mountain that has been shaken as it was with the Israelites, where they were going to draw near to the voice of the Lord. But the Lord is calling us to a new level, a new breed, a new manna, a new day, where we are going to this mountain that's eternal, that cannot be shaken. This mountain where the very abode and presence of the Lord Sabaoth, Almighty God, Yahweh Akkad, the Lord who is one, eternal, he invites us to ascend to that place. But it's not just about the ascension, because as we ascend, he comes down and descends with us. It's bringing the eternal things into earth. That's what the tablet was all about with Moses. It was about bringing the very presence of God, the eternal, into the time space of man. But this, where we're going now, God is saying, I'm entering your dimension. I'm entering your domain. I am entering into your realm because I have come. I have heard the cry of my mature sons, who know how to get the word of God, because scripture tells us it is the bread of the sons of God to know the mysteries of God. We are in a mysterious year this year. We're in a mysterious time this year, a mystical time, and we are going to have to know how to differentiate spirit from natural, how to adhere to and pursue and seek things that are eternal and not worldly or temporal. And we're going to have to focus on that unshakable kingdom, bringing it into this realm so that the kingdom of God always persists, even here as we are here in the earth doing the will of Yeshua. Now, the Lord gave me, as I pursued him for the word, or additional information, insight, revelation, prophecies, keys, highlights for this year, he said the book of Amos. And I told you in part one that we're going to talk about and recap in part two about the house of David. Well, that's the good news, people. I came to preach the good news. That's the gospel. Well, that's what the Lord is doing. He is resurrecting, rebuilding, re-erecting the tabernacle of David that had fallen. It is this anointing upon this house. You see, we are in a year of a war against houses, a war against kingdoms and thrones, a war against realms, and a war against gateways, gates, doors, and thresholds. All of these things, and they're different. Now, what's unique about the house symbolizes generations, it symbolizes humans, it symbolizes bloodline, it symbolizes inheritances. So we're watching to see how the Lord shifts and moves the houses, your family lineage, because it's about lineages. But again, it's also about that transference from the house or the kingdom of Saul to the house and kingdom of David. houses and kingdoms. I want you to remember that. And we know that the house of David is the eternal and the house of Saul is the temporal. So you watch to see where the anointing is being lifted up off, where the mantle of God is being pulled off and being placed upon where he's sending and where he's loosing. That's the word of the Lord. You can find this in the book of Amos chapter 9. Now, I had been heralding this word to people last year. There were prayer groups I was a part of. There was a prayer group I actually organized, built, and led. And I gave this word and we prayed into this. We have to watch nations this year because the Lord's expanded our tent pegs. It's not about the individual, even our individual nation, wherever you are, wherever you might be listening. It is about the nations. And the Lord wants us to know it's not just about you who's living righteously, Abraham, but it is about the nation in which capital cities and regions and states and the nation as a whole therein is dwelling. There is evil and evildoers. And like Abraham and like Moses, I need for you to stand in the gap. Like Jeremiah even, I need you to be an intercessor to those people between my judgment and the salvation that's at hand. There was a time that the Lord, I was on an assignment, a work assignment, and the Lord gave me a word. He said, you are what is standing between my blessing and my judgment for these people, so intercede for them. And I want to tell you, it wasn't a prayer I released. It wasn't supplications I released on behalf of that. It was actually more so about an area, a piece of land or land itself rather than people. But again, people or land is the greatest container, cities are the greatest containers, nations of people. So it's about the both. But the intercession the Lord was calling me to was being present where he called and sent me. We have to understand these two keys this year. Be present and be where the Lord sends you, because that is intercession and warfare. But also, it's not a time to be passive with our intercession, but it's a time to be vocal with our intercession as well. And you know, it's not a time for us to think about ourselves, for us to be safe and feel like we're safe and to live in safety, because we've forgotten all about the reward of suffering for the sake of the gospel, suffering for the sake of Yeshua. And of course, that's easier said than whilst we're going through it. But I want us to know there is a greater glory in suffering. Now, we don't glory in suffering itself. We glory in the fact that Yeshua has overcome the world and that his glory is produced and evident, manifested, and seen by the world as his sons and daughters understand what we carry and what we go through for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of the cross. Now, the remnant of God, we're going to come out on top. That's a promise throughout Scripture. It's a promise, the Old Testament, the New Testament. It's not about sheep nations or even just goat nations. It's about nations as a whole, and specifically those goat nations. God saying, you have got to come and turn around. You've got to come and stand and negotiate with me. An aspect of intercession is negotiation. That's what Abraham was doing. And you have got to declare the salvation of the Lord, and that the righteous, because of the righteous in a city or in a nation, there shall be salvation. This is what we are standing and contending for in this year. So again, it's not the normal, bless me, bless me. If I do this, then God's going to give me this. And when I say me this time, I'm talking about the individual. It is broader. It's more expansive. It's larger. It's beyond you. It's beyond your four walls. When I say four walls, I mean your city, your area, your state even. It is the world. Now, what the Lord is doing is he has not only observed and surveyed rulers and leaders, but the Lord is about to send a word to these rulers and leaders, especially over capital cities and over nations, because there is overt wickedness. And God has surveyed all this stuff. This is all throughout the book of Amos. The Lord gave me a prophetic word from the word of God. I mean, you can't get any better than that, to look forward to this year. And when I released this word, it was actually back in September of 2023. Again, this was on a different site than this site. I'm releasing it now on my podcast. And there was something that actually came to pass. So we are looking to see how we can realign with the Lord, how we can reconnect the land unto God so that creation itself is no longer groaning for the sons of God, but creation itself is collaborating and partnering and yielding itself to the sons of God so that God doesn't see the iniquity. You see, we're dealing with thrones of iniquity this year. It is this is a very powerful year. Listen to me. If you don't hear any other prophetic word, you need to hear this. It is a powerful year for the children of God. It is an imperative year for the children of God to turn. Repentance is at the forefront of this year. And as we ourselves return individually, as it says in the book of Joel, as we do these solemn assemblies individually, then as a community of believers, we can then turn or repent on behalf of nations and literally see nations saved, reborn, turned for the Lord in righteousness in a day. You see, we don't want the judgments of God or the penalties of iniquity. We want God to see the very gift He put into cities and nations. We want to see the blessings of the Lord come alive in this year. Now, continuing with Amos, there were some things the Lord was saying, and I talked about this earlier. He was saying, you have people who are prophesying, but they're not prophesying anything that's actually what I'm saying. It's not in connection with me. It's out of order and it's out of delusions. But God says in Amos chapter 3 that He is going to speak to His, italicize, emphasis on His. He's going to speak to His prophets and He's going to roar and sound the alarm. Is anyone listening? Because He's speaking through the true prophets of God. And as it says, God chastises those whom He loves because He is a true Father, but He is going to rebuke and strike the degenerate, those who He do not father, those who He do not sire. And we're going to even begin to see cities that were once thriving, or even cities that were literally on the brink of death. We're going to see a greater devouring, but there is hope. The Lord of hosts Himself will stand against the demonic and the wicked, but it's only as the children of God, the true sons of God, will stand in intercession and repentance. God calls out to His people in these capital cities, in these capital regions, quit worshiping false gods, quit twisting justice, and quit oppressing the righteous people. And you know, what I feel that we need to focus on, what I feel that we need to do is, we need to stop preaching to ourselves so much as in preaching to the choir, and we need to have some platforms where doors are open that we can get into governing officials who actually have the legal authority in the land to turn things around. I mean, novel idea, right? That's what prophets and people of God did back in the Bible days, Old Testament and New Testament. This is how I feel that we should shift our prayers, that there are doors and windows. Listen to me. These doors, these gates, these gateways, doorways, thresholds, houses, kingdoms, and thrones, we need these to open unto the righteous of God. I decree and declare this right now that they will, and that we will be able to step over, there's that threshold, and step into the realm where we're able to speak and edify, direct, and instruct governing leaders over cities and over nations, so that there is an implementation of legality unto the righteousness and the voice of the Lord, that will transform and reform society and bring the rightful giftedness back into the land according to how the Lord designed it. Lord, we ask that you would do this in timing. We ask that the word of the Lord would run swiftly according to your word, 1 Thessalonians, that these doors, these houses, these thrones, these gates, these doorways, and these thresholds will be open, that your sons and your daughters can walk through them. We're asking for the favor and the anointing as you gave Esther to step into the threshold before the king and have these king's scepters extended unto the righteous of the Lord God Almighty, and the requests be made known. And Father, I ask that as we get and receive this favor, we will not take it for ourselves. We will not seek worldly pleasures, and we won't build our own kingdoms from egoism. But Lord, we will reveal the Son of God, the Son of Man, Yeshua, as you are doing this thing in this hour. There are some great things. Listen to this. It also says at the end of Amos in chapter 9 that the Lord is going to relent, but he will relent as there is repentance. And what Amos did, as the Lord began to show him vision after vision of judgment, of doom, Amos said, "Lord, will you relent?" And the Lord relented. This is what the Lord is putting upon us this year, is to stand between the porch and the altar and intercede, to watch and to wail for cities and for nations. But it's from a place of authority, power, and dominion. It's not from a place of weakness. And when I say weakness, I mean not knowing our identity, because it's mature sons who take and conquer and deliver cities and nations back unto the Lord of hosts. The Lord is raising up a people after his own heart. I talked about this in a previous episode. Amos was a shepherd, and he was a man of God, a prophet after the heart, after the voice of the Lord. He was an incredibly unique prophet. He did not go to a school of the prophets, because he was in the college or school of the prophet that was ordained and conducted and orchestrated unto him by the Lord God Almighty. As a matter of fact, it was the anointing and the mantle of the Lord God Almighty that propelled and sent Amos forward to speak to the people of God, to speak to these capital cities, these regions and nations, but also to speak before governing officials and leaders. The Lord is restoring the crown, the sword, and the fear of the Lord to his mouthpieces. You see, that's what the book of Amos represents, a pure word of the Lord, a glory that is revealing the Son of God, not revealing man. And these prophets are not going to be mainstream like we've seen them in the past. They're going to be sheep breeders. They're going to be sheep herders. And oh my God, would you fathom that? They're pastors. And they're not pastors in the sense that we think of pastors behind a pulpit who run services on Sunday mornings and who build events and things of that nature. They are men and women who are after the things and the heart of God, who know how to lead the people unto this unshakable, eternal mountain that everyone can experience the now presence of the Lord, bringing that into everyday life. It is the Davidic anointing. It is the tabernacle of David. Because it was this that David himself did, the anointing that was put upon David to shepherd a nation unto God. These prophets will have fiery words from the Lord in their mouths to deliver the Lord's message and, get this, and his prescription for the hour. They're going to have the antidote. They're going to have the message. They're going to have the mantle that parts the Jordan River for this hour and know exactly what to do. They're going to have the word. that when snakes and vipers bite them, they release a word or they do an action and the poison from the vipers are removed. They're going to have the ingredients from the Lord that when something is poisonous unto us, that's in food or in the ecosystem, they're going to know what to say. They're going to know exactly what's in it. They're going to hear it ahead of time and bring that into the now time to deliver a people. Welcome to the year of the deliverers. Blessings.